Hey guys, this is DJ Pollux for T-Ball Radio Show number 14, or 14 in my native frog language. And I'm drunk today because I have drink a lot of cheap beers in dedication of the great Adam Crammond. And finally I said to myself when I started to be drunk, yeah man, you wanna make a new T-ball since a long time, and today you will do it. Yeah, and so I do it. I did it. I make it. Yeah. So I don't know how I must say that, but today is the day of the new T-ball, and it's better than sex, and it's better than everything else, and it's just pure love, pure concentration of love, and I hope you will feel the butterflies of love in your head when you will listen to this sound, because we have a lot of great artists today: Origami Repetica, Creo Volcano, Mystified, Pogom, Copyright Killer, Death on Glamour, Native Raver, T4, Atari, Traska, Dying Butterfly, Etiquette, Eugenica, and iPhones. And in guest today we have Flash Royal. Flash Royal, also member of the Post Messiah crew, Russian underground artist and now famous in the low beat scene and also in the underground scene, signed in some net labels like Genetic Front or Proc Record, and also Mind Sirona Records. So I'm very happy to have this cool Russian guy in the studio today, and so in the end expect this Flash Royale interview. Oh, and also that's all. Let's go. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the last retreats of true radio listening. Digital this and digital that. 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 But, digital this and digital that. Digital this and digital that. Digital this and digital that.
I think you're innocent. And you know what? If I don't change your minds by tomorrow, then they're going to deep fry your way up like chicken. You gotta be somebody who needs some killing.
Thank you. Texas fire. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire, ships, fire, seize. Attack ships, fire. Seize. Attack ships.
Hey guys, so welcome back to T-Ball Radio Show number 13 in our studio, and I don't know what to say. Okay, I know what to say now. We have a fucking great guest today. It's Flash Fryer, also member of the Post-Message crew. I don't know if I say it correctly, but you know I have a lot of respect for you, and excuse me guys for all my hesitations in my voice, but I'm very fucking tired. Flash Ryan, can you speak a little bit about your music, and of course what is the signification of low bitrate for you, and that will be very fucking cool. Let's go, man.
Hello, my name is Kirienka Alexander. I started making music in primary school, and when I got an interrupt, I was surprised by very rampant growth of synths, like high bitrate synths or computer low bit music. I think it's that what I want to show, and I'm very happy to be the part of T-Ball Radio Show, and I can describe you some about my creative way on it. So I've spent a few years searching for a wonderful world of net labels, and then I can say that I have found it now. Searching my Facebook and listening different parts of styles, I can say that a small loop world can give you everything you want. As for me, I have made my first lobby track encoded in Audacity program, and it was a wonderful experience to hear my own track in a low beat. Sounded wonderful without any encoding artifacts, and the reason I do it was my low internet speed. But now I have a high internet speed, but still listening to low beat. The first label I saw from this world was Proc Records. I was very surprised by quality and quantity of its releases. The percent of cool music on it was very big, and searching the system of music of quality into low beat. I found most of labels that I'm listening daily. I think it's my daily duty to listen some and find some cool material now.
As a truth, I can say that
I can't found a Proc Records by myself. My friend helped me with it, because I have started my career a few years ago as a noise maker, making some live actions in Russian clubs in Central Russia. So one day I found a wonderful man, Oleg Noskov. Several listeners also know him as Hookup Coil Project. And he have showed me some net labels that released him. So my first net release was on Proc Records. It was a split with Noskov Solix Project. At that moment I've started to create a basement of really creative people called Post-Message Project. The title is similar to English post message. It is a foundation of different people, mostly Russian people, who can play together and use different equipment, mostly Soviet Union equipment, because it's free to use now. We use the circuit bent vinyl players, tape recorders, different guitars, and everything always it is free, like some VST soft and other computer jets I've used. Now I have some different releases and different project splits and compilations. So when Postmesh have failed, I've started my own project Flash Royal, making everything inside my software. I can say that I'm graduating a university now, and I hope failed. And I hope to find a real good job, because I want to buy some controllers or stuff like that, because it's very difficult to make music inside your computer only without different equipment. So I think nothing except me will make my music better, and I could make even more music using some gadgets. My creativity was inspired by different musicians of the world. It is a very wide numbers of it, like early industrial projects as Strom Grissel and others, and John Lydon's project, of course some old school funk and other. At least I can say that we are free to make all foundations we can. Of course soon I will make my own label, but I can't think that it's a good idea for me to start an internet label. I think to do it mostly in a format of tape label, something like 8mm tapes. I think I will put into internet only demos in future. So thank you, Pollux, and big greetings to Tybal. I'm listening regularly to it. So it was cool for me to have a deal with you guys. Thank you.
Oh man, that was so fucking cool. Thank you so much, man. Thank you really fucking much. Thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, and yeah, if you're asking yourself, yeah, I'm drunk. I'm fucking drunk, man. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, so we will finish the show by a track from Flash Royale extracting from FBI recordings. This track is called Dope You Feel, extracted from Dope You Feel Like You Would album. It's a mixture of harsh noise, plunderphonics and beach stuff. Also, I wanna make a special dedicat to my brothers Adam Cramon, Kai Nobuko, Graham Boozy, and Dish Dawash, because this is really important people for me, and I just wanna say that. Even if they already know it. And I wanna say thank you, Lobit listeners, and thank you, Lobit scene, and thank you, underground scene, and thank you, all the artists in the world, and thank you, all the people in the world, and thank you, all the galaxy, and thank you, all thank you. So let's go, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.